Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. The evolving German mobile telecommunications market reveals Deutsche Telekom's continued leadership alongside an emerging parity between Vodafone and Telefónica/O2. Bolstered by significant network investments and expansions, competitor 1&1 has launched its own mobile network, with Telefónica taking over customer coverage by late August 2024. And Telefónica Group's strategic move with the FiberPass joint venture in Spain, pending regulatory approval, comes amid negotiations on job cuts impacting over 5,000 employees.
The articles from Welt.de and Waz.de provide a comprehensive overview of the evolving German mobile telecommunications market based on recent network tests. Both sources emphasize Deutsche Telekom's continued leadership, with Welt.de noting a score of 975 out of 1,000, and Waz.de reporting that the company has maintained the top position for the 15th consecutive time. Notably, both articles highlight the newly emerging parity between Vodafone and Telefónica/O2. While Welt.de reveals that both received 937 points, with Telefónica achieving a 20-point improvement compared to the previous year thanks to significant investments and systematic network expansions, Waz.de adds further detail by noting that O2 has implemented over 7,000 network expansion measures, nearly 600 new mobile sites, and around 2,500 new 5G transmitters since the beginning of the year. Both sources also mention Vodafone's consistent improvements, including integration of additional customers and enhanced performance in voice and data services. Although Welt.de specifically points out that Telefónica has outperformed Vodafone in key areas such as data performance, reduced delays, and network stability, as extensive crowdsourced measurements and rigorous testing across various scenarios continue to influence competitive dynamics, the reports collectively suggest a dynamic and increasingly competitive landscape with significant improvements in network quality and customer experience.
The Connect article, titled "The Great Mobile Network Test 2026, hints at an important upcoming evaluation in the mobile communications sector scheduled for 2026. Although no further details or full text are provided, the headline itself underscores the significance of an industry-wide test that may influence future network assessments and strategic decisions. The article by Connect signals that the forthcoming test could offer key insights into network performance, potentially impacting competitive positioning. It remains to be seen how this development might affect O2 Telefónica, as industry observers await more comprehensive information in subsequent reports. This brief mention by Connect serves as a precursor to a larger discussion about mobile network quality and future improvements.
The article from Horizont.net provides an in-depth look at Vodafone's latest advertising initiative for its Black Week deals. The Düsseldorf-based telecommunications company has launched two TV spots developed by the lead agency Antony, marking the beginning of an exciting campaign phase. According to Horizont.net, the campaign is characterized by its unpretentious and straightforward execution, where the enticing Black Week offers capture the attention of viewers as they are shown sticking to the store windows of Vodafone shops with captivated expressions. The campaign is notable for its innovative production techniques, combining conventional filmmaking with modern technology. Antony has integrated the Unreal Engine, a real-time 3D creation software from Epic Games, which is commonly used in the gaming industry to enhance the visual narrative. Additionally, the advertising visuals were created with the help of AI, which has now become a key tool in the creative process for both the agency and Vodafone. The company emphasizes that AI is viewed as a powerful enabler that accelerates and augments the realization of creative ideas, rather than replacing the creativity coming from its agencies or in-house teams. By blending traditional film production with AI-supported techniques, Vodafone seeks to elevate its communication strategies and underscore its position as a leading technological innovator. The campaign is currently running across multiple media channels, including classic TV advertising spots, connected TV, YouTube, as well as social media and out-of-home displays. This comprehensive rollout not only highlights Vodafone's commitment to modern marketing methodologies, but also reinforces its image as an industry pioneer in leveraging advanced technology to enhance advertising effectiveness.
A recent article in Handelsblatt outlines the significant impact that AI will have on global e-commerce during the upcoming holiday season. The piece explains that AI-powered assistants and agents are projected to influence 22% of all orders worldwide, according to data from the e-commerce service provider Salesforce. The article highlights that in the U.S., technologies such as ChatGPT are already taking the lead in providing purchase consultations and even managing complete checkout processes, while German markets witness AI tools optimizing the shopper's experience with recommendations and enhanced search functionality. The report emphasizes four distinct scenarios of AI integration into the shopping process, ranging from simple customer assistance on a website to a fully automated purchase handled by an AI agent that knows all customer preferences. Interviews with industry experts, including Tobias Gerbel of Accenture and Boris Uhenstein from Otto, provide insights into the transformative potential of these platforms, noting that traditional retailers must reinvent their digital strategies to remain competitive. The article further discusses early adaptations by major players such as Amazon, which has launched a highly personalized version of its assistant Rufus, and Zalando, whose web shop is being optimized to be more visible to AI models. It also covers initiatives from Pandora and Otto, where KI-driven systems are already piloted or under development to better serve customer needs. The evolving dynamics are supported by consumer research indicating high trust in AI recommendations. For instance, around 29% of German AI users consider these tools as reliable as personal friends, while a majority would be willing to delegate complete purchasing responsibilities to trusted AI agents. The article suggests that the shift toward AI-based shopping could reallocate up to 15-20% of customer traffic away from traditional search engines and marketplaces in the next 3 years. It concludes with a note of caution about potential risks for retailers losing direct customer engagement and urges businesses to update their digital infrastructures accordingly.
The FRDE article examines concerns that Taiwan might be left without access to Starlink in the event of a conflict. Chinese researchers from Zhejiang University and the Beijing Institute of Technology are reported to have studied methods to block Starlink by deploying a drone swarm equipped with electromagnetic jammers. Their analysis suggests that a fleet of between 1,000 and 2,000 drones flying at an altitude of 20,000 meters could be sufficient to disrupt the satellite signals, potentially hindering Taiwan's internet connectivity during an attack. The article further explains that although Starlink has not yet been launched in Taiwan, its proven use by the Ukrainian army in resisting the Russian invasion underlines its strategic importance, despite previous negotiations for a launch having failed, because of local requirements for majority ownership in any joint venture with SpaceX. Moving beyond just technological vulnerabilities, the report also touches on broader regulatory and geopolitical tensions, noting that influential figures like Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping have played roles in shaping the debate over satellite internet access in the region. Additionally, Taiwan's efforts to develop its own network, including an agreement with OneWeb and discussions with operators like Kuiper, illustrate the complex challenges of ensuring robust international communications in an increasingly contested geopolitical landscape.
The InsideDigital.da.de article presents an exclusive interview with Thilo Hohlen, Senior Vice President and Head of Broadband Cooperation at Telecom, on the company's strategy regarding fiber network expansion and partnerships with local utilities. In the interview, Hohlen explains that Telecom regards fiber rollout as a team effort, working in cooperation with municipal utilities and regional providers, while emphasizing that the choice to build the network independently or enter into a long-term partnership is solely driven by the objective of delivering high-quality connectivity. The discussion details how these partnerships are established with extensive, often 30-year contracts, reflecting the significant infrastructure investments and technical complexities involved. The article further highlights that although Telecom facilitates regulatory access, such as bitstream access for competitors, it maintains a full network control when it comes to physical infrastructure, demanding comprehensive build-outs rather than merely a dark fiber approach. Additionally, the interview covers the challenges of reaching end customers, particularly in multifamily dwellings, where access restrictions slow down the conversion from homes passed to homes connected, and notes that while efforts are being made to clear regulatory and physical hurdles, strategic decisions remain focused on ensuring that the chosen network solutions not only meet commercial expectations, but also deliver clear customer benefits.
The article from Connect.de outlines the recent developments of competitor 1&1 in the mobile network arena. According to Connect.de, 1&1 initiated its own mobile network on the 8th of December, 2023, following the acquisition of dedicated frequencies during the 5G auction in 2019 with a starting footprint of 5 mobile cells. The report explains that while the network is steadily expanding, with plans for 1,200 antennas by the second quarter of 2025 and a projected total of 1,500 by the third quarter. A significant portion of the coverage is enabled through national roaming, relying on the Vodafone network, a transition that continued until Telefonica took over customer coverage responsibilities by the end of August 2024. To accurately assess the performance of the 1&1 network, extra drive test vehicles and walk test teams were deployed, with measurement devices configured for Vodafone roaming. The results indicate that native 1&1 cells deliver slightly superior downlink speeds and lower latency, while the roaming component provided by Vodafone excels in uplink performance. Further analysis by Connect.de reveals that although 1&1's overall data connection performance closely rivals that of the Vodafone network, voice call stability, particularly in urban walk test scenarios, is noticeably better with Vodafone, placing 1&1 on a solid yet fourth-ranking position among established competitors with a benchmark score of over 910 points and a very good rating.
An article from Telterif.de highlights recent developments in the competitive landscape of television services, focusing on the DVB-T2 platform. The report describes a significant decline in subscribers for Freenet TV, noting that subscriber numbers dropped from over 496,000 to around 444,000 between December 2024 and September 2025, representing a decrease of 10.5%. In contrast to this loss, a study by Kantar reveals a growing popularity of DVB-T2 due to an increase in mobile usage. 7.3 million households now access television via this method, marking a 21% rise compared to previous findings. The publication emphasizes that overall, 18% of German households use terrestrial television through various devices, with the number of households watching via mobile devices increasing markedly. The article further reports insights from Media Broadcast's CEO, Franci Petrek, who sees the evolving usage pattern as confirmation that the path toward integrating 5G broadcast as a TV-to-go solution is promising. Although traditional broadcasters like ARD currently refrain from adopting the new system in regular operation, but keep future alternatives open.
The Golem.de report provides an in-depth look into Telefonica Group's strategic maneuvers involving its FiberPass joint venture in Spain. The article states that Telefonica Group and Vodafone Spain will sell a stake in their glass fiber business FiberPass, with AXA IM Alts acquiring 40% of the shares. It is highlighted that once the regulatory approval is obtained, Telefonica will retain a 55% stake, while Vodafone Spain will hold only 5%. The report further explains that FiberPass, established at the beginning of the year, currently supplies FTTH to 3.7 million households in Spain and offers fiber optic access to 1.4 million customers. In addition, the article details that Telefonica is engaging in negotiations with the Spanish unions Comisiones Obreras, CCOO, and Unión General de Trabajadores, UGT, regarding forthcoming job cuts affecting more than 5,000 employees across its Spanish subsidiaries, a move focused on measures such as severance packages and pre-retirement retirement arrangements.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.